A Jacksonville City Council member wants voter experience to be the main focus of an election advisory panel, and he has a bill to do that. Councilman Garrett Dennis says the nearly 20-year-old volunteer panel has outlasted its original purpose. The 9-member panel was formed following the 2000 presidential election, Bush versus Gore, which hinged on Florida's recount and ultimately led to the U.S. Supreme Court. Florida's ballot designs came under a lot of national scrutiny, which is why the advisory panel is still charged with looking at things like ballot style. But Dennis says much of its official duties are obsolete, thanks to standardization across the state.
You know, I thought it was proper to look at the charge from 18 years ago and mirror it to what is actually going on today.
So he'd like to cut out several duties, leaving the committee to examine voter education and experience. So say the
supervisor election is writing out instructions to the voter. The supervisor elections may write it out in a way that he understands it.
But several more eyes on the instructions could lead to clarifications because the panel makes recommendations to the supervisor of elections, Mike Hogan. Hogan says he won't comment on the bill at this time. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.